Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees
what's up,
are
what's
falling
up, welcome
to
aboard
the sound
to the
of
show,
the
Todd Bavaro with you. And what the hell is going on? Dow 20,000 here on a moonshot. We may never ever go down. Of course, obviously, he says tongue-in-cheek, and of course, the Donald Trump rally continues, and the market exploded through that 20,000 level on Wednesday and continued through on Thursday. And, you know, when you look at what's going on, you know, I think if we look back in history, okay, before every major market collapse, and again, we're not talking about a collapse, but we are looking for a correction. But before every major sell-off, we were always reassured by someone of power telling us that everything was fine. And as we go back, and if we look at 1929, the Secretary of Treasury, Andrew Mellon, said, "There is no need to worry. The high tide of prosperity will continue." And, of course, one of the big bankers a week before the 29th said that everything is great and we're in wonderful shape. And in 1987, everybody was reassured that the markets were great. And, of course, most recently in 2007 and 8, when Paulson went on Face the Nation and said the banking system has never been stronger. And we all know the final results of those events. Now, again, I'm not trying to talk to you about a market collapse. I am not trying to say, hey, it's over. All I'm saying is that simply that no markets, no business goes straight up or straight down. And at some point here, you might just possibly see a little bit of profit taking. I mean, after all, we have had a monster rally over the last 12 months, but we've had a 10% rally in indexes just since the election. And really, if you take out the 6 weeks in the middle when we were doing nothing, in a very short period of time, you had a major rally. Now, I think a lot of the rally is warranted. A lot of the overall excitement and exuberance is very much on target. However, okay, what happens to all of the old debt that is there? Okay, does that magically disappear because Donald Trump is president? What happens with the new higher interest rates that will now have some effect on the loans that are outstanding, which will actually, in effect, increase the debt and increase the problems that some of us happen. How fast are we going to get all these people back to work? So, yes, it is terrific. It is exciting. And everything looks to be wonderful, as it almost always does before something does go wrong. And again, we're not saying that it's going to be tomorrow. We're not saying that the collapse is imminent or the correction is imminent. What we are saying is that markets, like anything else, will have to find some equilibrium. And that equilibrium will come at some point, because I would think that we're probably just a little bit too far ahead of the overall potential and earnings of where we could be. So, you know, if everything worked well and everything went the correct way, then yes, we could get a rally. But how fast is it going to happen? How fast are we going to see growth? You know, where does it come from? And, you know, how fast can we gear up for that? Now, we've managed for 8 years to take a market from 6,000 to 20,000, okay, which is exciting. Again, they're out there, and the pundits are certainly pounding the table and cheerleading every step of the way. And, of course, the pundits, if you remember this, okay, the pundits don't have their money invested in the market, okay? They do have it through 401ks and through their jobs, but they don't have direct effect, direct cause and effect. Remember, the assholes that you see on TV that are tripping it up, they're more or less interested in selling you on their program to invest with them so they can make the commission. They are not invested with directly with their own money. So why wouldn't they continue to champion and cheerlead the market up? They make more money. You know, it's interesting how the market cycles work. And of course, when markets are happy and in bull markets and everybody's investing and everybody can't wait to get in, the people, the brokers and the advisors, they're all making big cake because you don't care as much because you're not watching your pennies. You're just trying to get in. And of course, you know, this is what happens now. You know, when you just think about it from just a supply and demand model, think about it from just a straight picture, okay? If everybody's long, if everybody owns it, okay, who's going to continue to buy and push it up, okay? Again, it's not complicated. If everybody's in and everybody owns it, who is going to be the driver that continues? Now, you know, we need markets work off a price discovery model, okay, not a supply-demand model. But if everybody has already bought, who's going to be the next one to buy it to push it up to the next level? And that's something that, you know, we tend to forget about it. So when everybody's on the teeter-totter and on one side, well, then it's not a very good, you know, it doesn't go up and down. It just goes whichever direction. So right now, we are just going up. And again, it can still go up for a while longer. There's no telling you how long it can go for this at this, but I think it's important to value, you know, who's going to be the next buyer, because we need buyers, we need sellers, because for every trade there's a buyer and a seller. Okay, so if everybody is now in, okay, and I'm not saying they are all in yet, but if everybody is in and we continue to push up, who is going to support the market from that point forward? And I think that's just an interesting question that we have to look at, because again, you know, traders, markets are built on people. Some think it's going up, think it's going down. So if nobody thinks it's going down and we continue to see only buyers, could create a little bit of a problem somewhere down the road, and we would look for a correction. But right now we're not going to take the polish or anything off of what's going on. We're just going to say, hey, be careful, okay? You never know. And in the meantime, you do know that this is the Bubba Show. And you also know that you go to libertytalk.fm for all the content you need. You know, we operate 24 hours a day. But of course, you can download the Bubba Show there as well as the Sporting Edge. And also, if you go to bubbatrading.com, our new television podcast, which is Bubba's Bottom Line, you can go watch that. Which we're doing once a week right now. But make sure you check it all out and make sure that you're careful and make sure that you stick around. We're going to go out and step out of here for a break. And we'll be right back. We've got a little education for you today. And then we'll be back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz coming right back to you. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with you. And of course, we're just doing a little bit of continuation of. We had so much fun yesterday with learning and what's going on. So we're going to go ahead and continue a little bit more. So let's get back to the webinar. Here we go.
All right. Now, options traders are pricing the third highest chance of a black swan crash in history. Okay. What does that all mean? Okay. There is something in options called a skew. Okay. And really what it is, it's the VIX volatility versus the actual volatility of the market. And then where the skew comes in is where it goes the out of the money options, which don't have as much effect on volatility. And there is a tremendous move in the out months, in the out prices of implied volatility, which is trying to price in. And I happen to know, I mean, just because it's part of the work I do, but I happen to know the banks are buying volatility futures like they were going out of style. I believe they're back at a record position. Now, again, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything today. I mean, you know, people take chances all the time. But it is getting to a point where there is definite concern among bigger money. Okay. And when they start getting worried, it means they're not going to be putting so much in. Okay. And again, it doesn't mean we're going to sell. It doesn't mean we won't buy now. It just means it's something to notice. Okay. And of course, my last slide, Danger, Will Robinson, Danger. You guys remember that from, I can't remember the name of the TV show now, but, letting political noise affect your investing decisions. Don't do that. That's bad. You'll make my bitch if you do that. Okay. Being bullish or bearish instead of reactive. Loss of space. Thank you. Okay. I mean, you know, you can't be bullish or bearish. You need to be reactive or react to the market. Okay. Using only one time frame. Okay. You know, that those who have been with me for any length of time know that we use more than one time frame because it gives you a better shot. Okay. And being stubborn. All right. Look, those are the things that are going to kill you as a trader. Okay. If you continue to stay with those things, you will not make money. Okay. All right. Anyways, so let's get to some business now. Let's see what's going on and check markets. So today, of course, the Dow was down a little bit, but again, notice, okay. Notice where we're at. Okay. Here we are just crawling along the bottom. We have not been able to violate this consolidation range. Okay. So here we are, you know, everybody's, oh yeah, we're going down, we're going down, we're going up, we're going up. Oh, really? We're just going nowhere. Okay. And the problem with the range is simple. Okay. A 200 point range in a 20,000 point index is not enough range. You cannot make money in a range like that. Okay. You can't make it from the short side. You can't make it from the long side. I mean, obviously, if you're a very good day trader, okay, and you're a very good counter-trend trader, you could probably make a little bit of money in there from a longer term. But again, look what happened. We've had all this going down. Now, I could make a case that we're going to go lower. This looks like a little bit of a rounding top. But again, now we made the low, and now we're starting to make higher lows. So, you know, we'll see where it's going to go. Again, I don't think anything is going to happen. And like I said, I sent it out today. I said, hey, you know, look, I don't know that we're, you know, going anywhere fast. I don't see anything fast happening. Now, we could have a big sell-off, you know, one-day event. But I think buyers will continue to step in for the time being. Okay. You will know when it is over. Okay. When we start making lower highs and lower lows. This could have been an indication right here, but there was not enough action in here. Okay. So the bottom line is for the fifth or sixth consecutive week, the levels are like 19,750, 19,800 to 20,000. Where am I going to go? Okay. Not much to do. The S&P, Sierra Papa X-ray. Yeah. It's very similar pattern. Okay. And again, here you're going to see that they were starting to make lower highs and lower lows. And then, okay, they decided to stop. So now they're still consolidating. So this is not a great market to be trading in. Okay. This is a market that is just a market. Okay. That is one of the phases of the market that is telling you that this is the toughest time because this is where the market is suffering the most amount of confusion. Now, what you're really seeing, okay, is you're seeing the dip buyers are still stepping in. But the question you have to ask yourself, and again, it will not make a difference on what you're going to trade today or tomorrow, okay? But what does make a difference is where we're going to end up at. And are the dip buyers the professional money, or are the dip buyers the retail money? And I will tell you that 99% chance that the buyers are the retail money. And since retail is hardly ever right, we can assume that the banks are building a bigger short position, okay? And that's what they are doing. So here we're basically, you know, 2250, 2240 to 2280. Now, all that being said, and I'm not looking to get short, but I would sell. Again, if you're aggressive, okay, and you want to be short, I would sell the S&P at 2280. I have no problem with trying to sell it there. Okay. Again, it might be a loser, but I think it's a reasonable opportunity for a couple of reasons. Number one, that would be the upper end of the channel. That would be the top end. So that gives me a good reason to sell it there. Number two, okay, it's a I believe the markets are looking for a reason to go lower. And number three, if they break out, I don't think they'll break out too far to the upside. And if they break down from there, I'm always looking when I'm selling at resistance, I'm not looking for it to go back to support. I'm looking for it to break down. Okay. Now, again, it won't always do that, and it doesn't cooperate always that way, but that's what I'm looking for. And I believe in the S&P, the risk reward, the risk lies to being long in the short term than being short. Okay. But again, you want to be careful where you try to get in or short it. And again, then it goes back to the time frames that you're trading on. Okay. I'm looking at it from a longer term view, and I would like to be selling it here. I mean, we could be making it another big old rounding top again here, and we'll see again. I firmly expect before we really start to head down that we're going to see 20,000 in the Dow and we're going to see a new high. So again, those are the things you have to look forward to. And, you know, I never like to be put to a decision, as they say, Doyle Brunson says, put a man decision for all his chips. I'm not interested in that. So you got to be very cautious here, but you can play that as a potential spot for you. The NASDAQ, Charlie Asker, Michael Peter. And of course, the NASDAQ continues to plow higher. Unlike the other indices, notice every time we get a chance, boom, they rally back up. So this, my expectations here, and we've been not bullish, but we've been saying, you know, there's spots you can buy here, that you're probably going to go higher here. All right. Now, you've got earnings that are, you know, you got big earnings coming out for the NASDAQ as well. So this could be the final stance in the NASDAQ. Okay. And you might see one more, but you know, you got Google on Thursday. Facebook is coming up around the corner. Apple, Amazon. So I firmly expect to see probably 5,700 or 5,800 before it's all done. So certainly I would not be selling into this index. I mean, here you got to look at probably, you know, 5,500 is a potential spot to get long. I mean, again, you saw it again today. Okay, it was getting waxed. The futures were getting creamed overnight, and all of a sudden, here they are once again, ending up higher on the day. That's got to be sending you a message. They just won't. They refuse to break. And then, of course, the Russell, which we have been the most bearish in, and of course, we've been right. Okay, now the Russell's making a great pattern for wanting to be short. Okay, because what are we seeing here? We're seeing lower highs, lower lows, continuing. Okay, so I'm looking for a spot, you know, to continue to sell this. And I mean, now I would look to sell it at probably 1360. That's the rut. And we'll compare it to the IWM when we get there. But this is the pattern that you're looking for. Now, I would like to see, personally, I'd like to see a bigger, deeper sell-off first and then a rally back in, knowing that we've got actually some volatility coming back in. But this will do for now. I mean, we actually, you know, decided the top here was about 1400. And that's really where it's been. And it's just been slowly working its way down with some sharp moves in between. But we are working our way lower and certainly not unexpected.
And, of course, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to stop by here for a break. But before we do, let me remind you, libertytalk.fm is your place for content and to download the Bubba Show. And bubbatrading.com is your place for Bubba's Bottom Line. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be right back after the break. We're coming right back to you. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. To the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and of course we're doing a little bit of taking a look at some levels and doing some of that stuff. So let's see how we're doing. Let's get back to the show. Here it is. I mean, on Monday night,
would you use a back ratio to short? Yeah, I would. I mean, we'll look at them again. I'm not telling you to run out and be aggressive here. Okay, I'm telling you to really pay more attention and watch the markets. Okay, again, I'm giving you my overall view. But those, I love to trade. So if I want to make a trade, I'm going to say, hey, it's time, right? I mean, like, I've got my briefcase loaded. I got everything ready to go. And it's just a question of when we pull the trigger. But I don't want to pull it before I have a valid footprint that gives it to me. Now, this is fairly valid. But again, it's not still a great deal of volatility. Okay, so that's one of the key components that we're missing. Crude oil. Interesting how it's hovering around 53. All right. Now, I think that this is the top. Okay. I'm a seller at 53. Okay. And I would sell it for quite a while here. Now, this is not a great selling pattern, but one of the things we want to look at, and many of you won't understand, but you see, if you see these green checkered lines here, okay, these are what they call rollover lines. All right. What that means is that it changed from one expiration to the next. Well, in oil, when oil is going good and there's no real fear, okay, then each month picks up premium, okay? So we see a dollar premium or 80 cents, 60 cents, 60 cents, 30 cents. But what's happening is that they pick up premium. So when they roll over, it automatically picks up close to about a dollar usually, okay, versus when it's not rolling over. So this is not as pretty as it looks. In fact, let me just change this to H. Hold on a second. Let's see what it looks like when it's by itself, H7. Okay, and you can see it's a little bit deeper, but very similar. But here, we're starting to make that potential. And again, I wouldn't be surprised. I wasn't surprised at the bounce today. I think our first target is going to be 50, then 48. But eventually, I think we're taking all the way down to the 40s. But again, we want to wait. There's no reason to be over anxious to get in here, but I am looking for a spot to sell it. Gold. Wow. Now, we thought gold could go higher and we didn't want to short it. And of course, here it is. So now what's happening is it broke above the first resistance. Now, so here we are finding some new resistance here in gold. And again, I'm not looking to really short gold. I am looking for one more sell-off to become a bigger buyer. I do believe if it's not already over, which could be, it could be over. I don't think so, but it could be over the bear market. But I believe we're going to get one more big steep sell-off, and then I think we'll be off to the races. However, from a trading standpoint, I would say that 1225 is resistance. However, you don't want to sell it into a rising tide that doesn't lift all boats, but this boat is lifting. Okay, again, you don't want to sell it when it shows you that it still wants to go higher. We need to see more evidence that it's actually going to go lower, because here's the same double top at 1200. Okay. The same pattern, and it popped to the upside. Okay. So again, you have to wait. You can you can, I'm not going to do this trade, but you could sell it at 1225 if you felt like it for a trade. Okay. Or you could just wait and look for a better opportunity. I think there's much better opportunities than jumping in there, but I know some want to get in, and so that's the number. Bonds, Zulu Bravo. Now, I usually don't do this, okay? But as I was scoping through trading today, and I've been talking about, I expect to see a real squeeze in the bond markets. Now, for those who don't understand, the bonds relate directly to interest rates. So as these go down, interest rates are going up, and when these go up, interest rates are going down. So interest rates have been rising a little bit, and I go, So here was the ultimate recent bottom. Why is my thingy all goofed up? Hold on. Okay, so here was the recent bottom, and I go, okay, so we got a rally. It held, refused. Then it broke. Uh-oh, we're going down again. Uh-oh, wait, nope, stopped. That can't be right. How can it stop there? It had to go lower, but it didn't. Now, it's hard to want to buy here, and I would not be a buyer here, but I do expect to see a pretty big rally here in the next, week, 2 days, whatever. I can't tell you when, but I would expect to see a pretty big spike here going upwards. And then I would look to be a seller. And right now, if I were going to give a number, my sell would be about 157 here. Okay. I think that's probably the right area to look for it because it can go that far. You know, and everybody thinks, well, it can't go that far. It can go that far. We can see that kind of move. And I think that's what you might just see is a spike, and that will be a sellable spike, because I think overall it looks like the 36-year bull market might be over. Okay. The dollar, as projected right here at the Bubba Show, all right, going lower, and we're going lower still. Okay, now this, we should see, expectations would be to see a bounce in the dollar from right about here. This is still 100, right? I don't, 99.98, it's still 100. I would expect to see a bounce off of par. I think you could be a seller at 101, 102, and I think you can sell into your handles, but basically, we're going lower. The dollar is ready to really come in. We were looking for it. We had this move, and now we're looking for it to come down. And I think the first stop is 95 on the bigger picture. But again, remember, there's opportunities in between here and 95 if you do trade the dollar. Okay. So I think that right now you're 101, we'll say 101, 102. And I think that you'll probably get a bounce from right about here. I mean, if I were going to take a shot here, I would be taking it from the long side as just a trade, okay? But again, this is a higher risk trade because of the way that it looks, okay? Okay, and then we've got, of course, the euro currency. And of course, we said that we wanted to be sellers when 110, all right? So we got a little bit of work to do, all right? That would tie in with the dollar, but again, the euro made a bottom. I actually made a tape on this when it was making a bottom for the CME. And I said, you had to buy them down here. And again, we're going to keep going up here for a little bit, and which will keep pressure on the dollar because this is 60% of the dollar index. So, right here would be the first, and natural, just like we just said in the dollar, there should be a level of resistance, which I would expect a little bit of a selling. And then we'll look to be a buyer. But again, I don't want to sell into an ascending pattern, okay? It's really not that valuable, okay? If it was spiking straight like this, I would be happy to sell, okay? This is not quite that. This I'd be happy to sell. But when when it's gradually going up, I'm not in such a hurry. And, of course, the British pound, where a week ago Sunday, what I say, when it was down here at 120, buy it. Because why? Because they were just, they were throwing it away like it was garbage. And of course, all of a sudden they decided it was worth 5 cents more, a week later. Hey, this is what you look at when you look at markets. All right. You look for the extremes, you look for the pattern. And when they're throwing it away, okay, you have to take a very serious look at potentially being a buyer. And of course, we're coming up to probably some resistance at 126. But I think at the end of it, we go higher. But I think you could take it stabbed from the short side at 126. I think that'd be a reasonable spot because this is still not a clear uptrend yet. It's now really just a big sloppy consolidation and some false breakouts. And then, of course, May he rest in peace, or may she rest in peace, our good old friend the VIX. It just ugly. Okay. It just refuses to go anywhere. It just wants to go down. Okay. And at the end of the day, hey, that's what it is, right? Now, again, we will have volatility again someday, right? Just not today. And this is what you have to watch, okay? Because if you watch this during the day, when the market was at its lows, the VIX wasn't doing very much. And, of course, the market did rally from there. And again, I would warn you to watch the VIX as part of your help on the footprints that you use, okay? Because that's really where it comes from is, you know, the falling VIX into a falling market, 99% of the time the market's going to rally. That doesn't mean it's going to rally up huge. It means it's going to rally from where it's at. A rising VIX into a rising market, it means the market's about ready to sell off, okay? So what you'd be doing is you'd be looking for a good level to get in based on the footprint that you see within the chart and then the footprint you see within the VIX, and you would tie those all together. That would give you a very high probability trade, okay? And let me clear the board of some questions, and then we'll get back to looking at the stocks. Where's North Korea when you need volatility? Anything beyond price buy-in, VIX to monitor to anticipate a market rollover? Well, I mean, you have to watch the price action. The price action in the market rollover, okay, would be something in the matter of a down move. Actually, I can show you what to look for. Hold on.
And that's actually, I'm going to explain a down move followed by an up move that made a lower high. And, you know, again, right now, I don't want to make a prediction here. It's silly. So, in the meantime, LibertyTalk.fm, great place for content 24 hours a day, as well as downloading the Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge. And, of course, BubbaTrading.com. We're going to start a new hedging class on February 4th and a new futures class on February 7th. But in the meantime, you can go check out Bubba's Bottom Line. Make sure you do. In the meantime, we'll step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I'm going to step out here, and I will be back after the break with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back to you. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. You know, so here we are. Big market rally. Lots of excitement. Mr. President Trump is doing, you know, what he said he's going to do so far, signing lots of executive orders, doing lots of good stuff. And of course, as we did in the beginning of the show, we're just issuing a warning. And that warning is not to say, hey, sell, sell, sell. The warning is to say, hey, just, you know, be a little bit careful here. Okay. We don't have the fundamentals, as far as I'm concerned, to continue. I think you've got a market that will continue. And, of course, we do know that year over year it does go up 9%, just not every year. But, you know, we know that magic did not happen and that they didn't bring a magic wand and wipe everything away. And, of course, you've now got the bankers talking about, you know, how big it is and how great it is. And, well, what do you think they're doing? They're now liquidating. And we know, and we've talked about it at length, with our guy Matt Demeter, how short they are. And I'm assure you, the next commitment of Treasury report, they'll be even shorter. Okay? You know, volatility is at all-time lows. The actual number of the VIX is not at an all-time low yet. It is at a three-year low. But the overall market price action with volatility is at an all-time low. And, you know, we'll see if this breakout can continue. You know, I'm not saying it won't. Again, we're not here to throw cold water on the market. We're not here to say that it can't go higher. What we're here to say is that you need to defend and make sure that you're protecting your ass, okay? That money that you've got invested, whether it be through your IRA, 401k, whatever, you worked hard for that money. I worked hard for the money. In the meantime, you know, we got to make sure that we protect it. And that is what I'm always concerned about, is the destruction. Because, again, if you've been in markets long enough, what do you know for sure? You've seen this exuberance many, many times in the past. And, of course, many, many times we finally get to a point and everybody's happy and you know, you get in a cab and the cab driver gives you a stock, and you go to the golf course and the caddy gives you a stock, and everybody's just raking in the cash. And then all of a sudden one day, gee, what happened? Okay. I mean, you know, this pattern does not change. You know, Donald Trump or no Donald Trump, good news or not good news, markets don't change themselves because it takes aggressive buyers to continue to push the market up and aggressive sellers to start to push the market down. And at some point, you know, people are going to want to realize the money that they made. Okay. In the meantime, we hear this talk about how great earnings are. Now, earnings didn't magically get better. Okay. Earnings didn't all of a sudden change. I mean, you know, we're still dealing in a bad situation. And, you know, we're going to see how the methods play out and how the markets play out. But at the end, all right, there's things that need to happen. And even in the best of times, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, Sir Charles Dickens. But even in the best of times, eventually they become a little bit less than best. And whatever reason that will be, nobody can say. Okay, we know that it's not an economic announcement that the markets are waiting on. We just know that markets have a feel. Okay, and you know, again, at some point there has to be some profits taking in, and you know, at some point, you know, these higher rates are going to come back to roost because it's going to take out a lot of the people that don't want to be in the market and put them back in CDs. So as much as I enjoy it, and it wasn't too pleasurable for me, because, I mean, obviously very pleasurable for my long-term account, not too pleasurable for my short-term trading account, but it'll be an important action to watch the pricing action here as we prepare for the next stage of the market, the next setup to become. Where are we going to go? How are they going to cut down all the debt that we have? Where are they going to get all these new jobs that they're going to get? Where are they going to get the money for all this? Okay. And so it's really terrific at what we do see. And of course, everybody's, you know, bullish, bullish, bullish. And again, that is my warning to you, is that when everybody gets too happy, all right, there's usually something on the other side coming soon to a theater near you. And that's what I want to make sure that you understand, is that, you know, we do have things that we need to think about. And there are things that are certainly a potential that could create, again, that position, all right? You know, we're not giving away $100 bills on the street, okay? You have to, you know, watch whose money is going in, how it's going in, and because I'm going to venture to say that the big portion of this money has come in from people that are using margin to get in. I think it's coming in from a lot of the retail traders, which are always wrong, okay, because they're always late to the party. So as we party on, as we share the bubbly and continue to believe that it's all good, remember one thing first. It's your money. Make sure that you protect it. And I'm just telling you, okay, that you should be hedging. You should be using my program. But if you're not, I hope you're using some form of protection. You know, no, not that protection from the drugstore. I would hope you're using some sort of protection, okay, on your portfolio, because, you know, we've all seen great things happen. I mean, you know, you've been to a restaurant that everything was wonderful, right? Great restaurant, packed, making nothing but money. And then all of a sudden one day, oh, they're out of business, okay? And I'm not saying the markets are going out of business, because that would be ridiculous. I don't think they are. I think the markets are going to be strong. Okay. However, I also believe that a market correction is much closer than anybody thinks or would care to admit. And as everybody is patting themselves on the back and criticizing the idiots of the world that, you know, made all these stupid predictions, which predictions in general are not very bright to begin with, without a valid reason. You know, just because XYZ, just because Donald Trump is president, didn't mean the markets would collapse, although many of the so-called geniuses said so, all right, and many of them got trapped and murdered on the rally. But at the end of it all, what we have to think about is, where is it that we can find success, and where can we protect our assets? Because, again, remember one thing. Life comes down to two things. One of them is money. And without it, it does not make for a lot of fun. And it doesn't make for running good, successful businesses, nor a good, successful household, if you don't have the cash to take care of your business. So let's be more calm and not too exuberant about what is happening now, and make sure that we are able to participate in the best, but be prepared for the worst, because preparation is making yourself lucky. Because I guess it's when preparation meets, when opportunity meets preparation, it's luck, or when luck, whatever the saying is, that's where we want to be. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, LibertyTalk.fm. Get you the download of the Bubba Show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends, and of course Bubba's Bottom Line. Check it out at BubbaTrading.com. And that will do it for today. I thank you for being here. We always enjoy sharing and presenting different ideas, as well as my own personal opinion. But it's all great. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Good night, everybody.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.